DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces. Then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. Wendy, the World Economic Forum feels so confident that the deep state, that they have such control, that they're openly telling us what they're doing now. And what they're doing is to us, not for us, okay? And so you're going, this is Klaus Schwab and a number of others. Now, Joe Biden and others were there at this forum when they were talking about, these so-called world leaders. Now, you think about this. We're living in the day that the Lord Jesus talked about, the day of sorrows or the evil day. And it is a time. But now, folks, God is on the throne. God is on complete control. But just they are so brazen in the fact that they think that they can't be stopped. Our job is to go out there and stop them, to do all that we can. This is an evil, wickedness in this land. And I want to say this too, you have what is coming up. And folks, I want you to call your U.S. senators. I needed to get this out. Call your U.S. Senate. And the phone number there is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. And ask for your senator and tell him to vote against this Ketanji Jackson. This woman is wicked to the core. I don't think that there is a sin that she hasn't embraced that she's not against. She's in favor of pedophilia. If it's a sin, sodomy, she's avidly pro-abortion. She's an extremely wicked woman. An extremely wicked woman. She would give Hillary a run for her money. And so you need to call your U.S. senator, and really insist that they do not vote to confirm her. And especially, there's a lot, you people out there that have rhinos as senators, you really need to call them. You really need to do that. So again, call your U.S. senator, and that number is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. I'm going to keep this announcement and keep making it because they're going to vote to confirm her next week. So with that, go ahead and play that clip.
Klaus Schwab is here. He is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. The organization holds conferences with global leaders all over the world, including the closely watched gathering in Davos, Switzerland, each January. Schwab created the World Economic Forum, as it's referred to, in 1971 with the mission of improving the state of the world. The theme of this year's upcoming meeting in Davos will focus on mastering the fourth industrial revolution. This refers to the period of digital transformation that will have profound effects on economies, societies, and on human behavior.
And look at things like artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
And robots. Look at things like gene editing.
Exactly.
You know, opening a whole new horizon for medical science.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century, is this ability to hack human beings, to go under the skin, collect biometric data, analyze it and understand people better than they understand themselves. This, I believe, is maybe the most important event of the 21st century.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, you know, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You could turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
All, this is Dr. Mobeen Sayed from drmobeen.com. Welcome to one more show. So there is a Swedish study that shows that the spike protein RNA from Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in vitro goes into the liver cells and is converted into DNA in their nucleus. And it also increases the expression of the reverse transcriptase line 1, which is an enzyme in all of our cells, mostly present in the dividing cells. And that enzyme is the one that helps to convert the RNA of the protein, the vaccine, spike protein vaccine RNA, into the DNA, and that DNA is found in the nucleus in vitro. So let's look at the study. It is a Swedish accepted and published study. So it's not a preprint. It is not something that is still waiting for review. It is reviewed and published.
If you know enough biology and you have enough computing power and data, you can hack my body and my brain and my life, and you can understand me better than I understand myself. You can know my personality type, my political views, my sexual preferences, my mental weaknesses, my deepest fears and hopes. You know more about me than I know about myself. And you can do that not just to me, but to everyone. A system that understands us better than we understand ourselves, can predict our feelings and decisions, can manipulate our feelings and decisions, and can ultimately make decisions for us. Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals.
When you talk about technology and how the ways it can be deployed, you know, that contribute to growth rather than exacerbate unemployment, how will that implement itself?
It's a big question mark, because there is a fear that technology, robots, just to take one.
Yeah. You gain productivity from machines.
Exactly. And it replaces maybe the workforce or jobs faster than we can replace them with new jobs. Not everybody can be a robot polisher and so on. So there will be new jobs.
And I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the president, with a young global leader, but
it's the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous. We now welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China.
I think it's fascinating what's happening in this field right now. I mean, FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
I just would like to highlight what you said about the European Chips Act, because it's an important step to create the physical brain for digitalization.
Aujourd'hui, au bout de ça, on parle de puces qu'on pourra s'implanter. Ce sera quand, ça?
Certainement dans les 10 années à venir. Et après, on pourrait s'imaginer qu'on les implante dans nos cerveaux ou dans nos topos. Et à la fin, peut-être il y a une communication directe entre notre cerveau et le monde digital. Ce que nous voyons, c'est une sorte de fusion du monde physique, digital et biologique.
On appelle quelqu'un, on n'a même plus le réflexe de devoir prendre un appareil, ça se fait naturellement. Hein. La technique continue le corps.
Oui, vous parlez et vous dites, je veux maintenant être connecté avec n'importe qui. Hein? Et d'abord, vous avez les robots personnalisés. Et j'ai vu que M. Zuckerberg a prédit qu'à la fin de l'année, il va avoir son robot, son butler personnalisé, ouais, qui est à sa disposition.
Donc, comme dans Downton Abbey, on aura son butler personnel, son serviteur, son esclave.
Oui, mais
human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean everything is being digitalized, everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste, because a crisis is an opportunity to also do good reforms that in normal times people will never agree to. But in a crisis, you see, we have no chance.
We will shut you down, we will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail.
If I look at our stakeholders, we have business, of course, as a very important audience, and we have politics, we have continuous partnerships with many governments around the world. And of course, we have NGOs, we have trade unions, we have all those different parts.
Media, of course,
and very important experts and scientists and academia. Because if we are looking at the future, I think we should look at new solutions, and the new solutions will be very much driven by technological developments.
And you even have religious leaders, right?
We have religious leaders, we have social entrepreneurs, very important social entrepreneurs.
I think it will be, it's coming quite soon. It will have immense benefits for humans, and it will also have a lot of dangers.
Why would you say it would be beneficial?
Because, for example, an AI doctor could, monitors, let's take the classical scenario that people talk about, that you go around 24 hours a day with biometric sensors on or inside your body, and they constantly send information.
So you're monitored?
You're monitored all the time. The information goes to an AI doctor, maybe on your smartphone or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So what happens to all the regular doctors? They lose their job.
Depends. Okay. They can reinvent themselves.
We are great. We have these wonderful high-tech companies. We make a lot of money out of it. It raises our power in the world. What can be wrong with it? This debate about privacy versus security is as old as civilization, you can say. But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy.
monitoring everybody all the time and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it. They could never do it because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible.
Humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them. When we really master the new abilities of re-engineering life, either on a organic basis with genetic engineering and things like that. If, for example, we solve the problem, and there are many people working on that, and we are making very fast progress on the problem of directly connecting brains to computers, and therefore also brains to all kinds of bionic parts, you can have non-organic limbs and non-organic body parts which are disconnected from your body and they are still functioning. If I have a bionic hand, to take the simplest example, the example like everybody gives it in this context, if I have a bionic hand connected to my brain through a direct brain-computer interface, this hand doesn't need to be attached to my body. It can be in a different room.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms of AT&T, they follow you around, they look up your Facebook profile, your DNA, your records from kindergarten until today, they will be able to figure out quite accurately who you are. And if they, for example, find out that, oh, he lacks motivation on the X scale, on the Harari scale, or the Friedman scale of self-motivation, 0 to 10, he is just 7.1. And we don't want to accept to our company people of less than 8.2. And we know from experience that, yes, we can give you a little push, but you just lack what we need. And you will not be able to do anything or almost anything about this discrimination, first of all, because it's just you. They don't discriminate against you or me because you're Jewish or gay or black or whatever, because you're you.
To walk around with biometric sensors on or even inside their bodies and will allow Google or Facebook or the Chinese government or whoever to constantly monitor what's happening inside my body.
We have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
New surveillance technologies that are now deployed just to deal with this coronavirus outbreak. When it's over, some governments may say, yes, but there is a second wave of corona coming, so we have to be prepared.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there, Wendy. It goes on and it gets worse. And so I can tell you right now, there's no way I'm going to let my hand be in one room and my brain in another.
Right? I mean, you know, it can be so ridiculous. I mean, why stop with the hand? What about your head?
Yeah.
They're just insane. That's what they are. You know, they just want to, you know, step on God's copyright and reinvent the human race. And I truly believe that's, you know, this is a good example of why the Bible said if God doesn't intervene, there's no flesh to be saved alive.
Okay, do you know what the name, what they called their program? See if where you've heard this before, okay? Here's the name of their program. It's called, okay, within the first few months of the pandemic, inspired him to build back better. Now, that's talking about, this is talking about Schwab. All right, and that's what the World Economic Forum has called their program, Build Back Better. Where have you heard that before?
Right. Well, I mean, if you really look at the underlying tone there, it's all this eugenic stuff where they want to build the perfect human race, and they want to weed out the people that, you know, don't fit the scenario or hit the bar level of measurement. Didn't you hear that?
Oh, yeah. And they're calling it, in other words, so what they're saying, if you don't make it, you get eliminated.
Yeah, basically, it's just you. Don't take it personally.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they're not going to let a useless mouth around to feed. Again, this is this is, they feel that right now they don't have to keep it secret anymore, that they have such power that they can bring it out in the open. And I've got to tell you, this is the opportunity for America to rise up and take our country back. You know, we are commanded by Almighty God to resist this tyranny, you know, unto blood, unto death. And we really have to go after this. We are living in what the Bible calls the evil day. Let's open the phone lines and take some calls. But before I take a first call, I want to remind the folks that they really need to get their order in or to call Wendy's number at 866-229-3663. Folks, the time is going to come. You're going to need real medicine in her catalogs. She tells you, and by the way, not only in the catalogs, but when she sends you the medicine, she tells you how to take it and what the amounts and everything, those little papers that you have. And you got to hang on to those, because if you're like me, you'll forget, and you got to go back and reread because you got too much going. So anyhow, that number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Or if you're on the internet, go to thepowerherbs.com. Get that catalog and get stocked up with natural medicines that God has given us, folks. Believe me, God knows what he's doing. Now, we're going to open the phone lines and take your calls at 888-677-9673. Okay, we got AC on the phone.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, AC.
Yes. Your topic this week as a result of your message was being left behind.
Okay, right.
Which is a very timely topic. And over in Matthew 24, verse 28, there's a verse that a lot of people have either didn't understand or misinterpreted. One pastor was claiming that this verse, and it's Matthew 24:28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And he was saying, well, this is in the tribulation period, it's in the Battle of Armageddon, when all the people are slain and the blood is as high as the horses' bridles. But it's not talking about a multiple carcasses, it's talking about one carcass. And the verse doesn't seem to fit unless verse 28 is somehow a function or a result of the lightning in verse 27 that shines from the east to the west. And this ties in with your message, because what's going to be left behind after the rapture is a carcass of people, the left behinders, who didn't get ready for the rapture, who believed false doctrine, and who knew about the rapture, but they just didn't think it was that important, or they didn't think it was for their generation. So this is a very significant verse here. And then after that, in verse 29, then it talks about the tribulation period, and it says that, you know, immediately after the tribulation of those days, talks about signs in the heavens, which correlates exactly with Revelation chapter 6. And, you know, after the rapture, it's going to be one horrible time. The people are going to go to the cemeteries, the graves of the saved are going to be opened up, and it's going to be, just that alone would be tragic to witness that.
Well, that's true, and so, there's a lot of you know, there's a lot of assumptions, you know, because we don't really know. But one of the things that that some theologians believe, since their flesh and blood is not in heaven, that the blood will be left here behind. And that as you find our clothes and our artificial limbs and our glasses and our false teeth and watches, and they'll be all there and lumped in a pool of blood. This is, but that's, you know, but we don't know. We don't know if God changes, he's going to change our bodies and everything. So when rapture takes, so we don't know, because he takes us up out of here, we're changed in the air. So then that, if we're changed up in the air, well, we don't know. So I think we're going to have to, I don't want to stick around during the tribulation to find out. But anyhow, there's a lot of, a lot to look into that. There's a lot of things that the Bible, God says he has not told us. There's certain things, okay, that left up to our imagination at this point, but we can assume certain things, but there's a lot of things we just don't know. And one of the things, this is why over the years I've had a number of people who've constantly, no matter, they were persistent on trying to tell you when the rapture was going to take place. And you know what? It's so hard because when they're wrong every time, they don't want to admit that they were wrong. And so, I mean, it's just, see, that kind of gets to me a little bit when I tell them, don't do that. Don't say that. And they do. And they've said times, they've had us gone two or three times now. They've had the church raptured out, and here we're still here. And they don't want us to admit, you know, that they should not be doing that. But anyhow, listen, I got to move on, but listen, thank you. Do you have any questions for Wendy?
We got Ryan.
Ryan, you're in the air.
Oh, yes, I do. I want to run this by Wendy and see what her take is on it, what happened to me today. I take your body foundation mix, and it's just like when Coach calls in, he says it immediately helps him, it goes in his blood. And it's just, that works just like that for me. But what happened was maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, I started to try this plant-based mineral stuff. And so because I don't like to take too much stuff, I stopped taking anything that you had. I didn't know anyway. But I have been so sluggish lately. It's unbelievable, all weekend and then Monday too. So this morning, I thought, I haven't had that body foundation mix. I'm going to take it this morning. So I took it, and all day, about 5 o'clock today, I realized I wasn't tired all day today. But then about 6 o'clock, when I had dinner, I had the plant-based stuff again, the two liquid things you take. And then immediately, I went back to feeling sluggish, and I took a nap for about an hour. I didn't even intend to fall asleep. So I was wondering what your take on this plant. Do you take plant-based stuff yourself? I wonder if it's, you know.
I take the body food mix every day. I just feel better when I get it. If I forget to take it, I notice it. But, yeah, and I've heard this from people before that, you know, they've looked at similar things and they just didn't get the same reaction. Well, a lot of times a lot of times it could be, so like some people get that fizzy beet product and they put it in water and it fizzes up and it's all fun and everything. But so that is a microwaved beet product. So that's going to be different chemically. So it just depends on the process.
These are liquids and it's longevity, but I have to say,
after
4 months of taking it, I have to say, it's not doing a thing for me. It really isn't.
I tell people, look up the board that runs longevity. They're you know, business and accountant people. They're not health, naturalists, or they're not nutritionalists. They're not anything that's, you know, to what they're just running a business that's probably just private label to them.
Well, what's your equivalent of? I kind of think that body foundation mix helps me because it's loaded with potassium. That's like 5,000.
Mm.
But I don't know. But what do you, if we're low on minerals, what do you?
Right.
What you?
Yeah, mineral. Well, if you take all the fluids away, you're just a pile of minerals, and you have to replenish those minerals. And unfortunately, the way they do agriculture today, we don't have 50% of the minerals we should in our food, so we're having to compensate. And Minerals is, I think, the key to keeping a lot of internal medicine disorders away. So, and a lot of people are on medications and prescription drugs and are just for flushing more minerals out of you. So, and if you have minerals in your system, you're not as hungry. So when the body's satisfied with nutrition, your hunger mechanism doesn't kick on. So a lot of people can eat lighter and lose the weight they're hoping to lose and things like that.
So is that your number one thing you recommend is the body foundation mix?
It is one of our best sellers. People usually got introduced to it when they're organ cleansing because you want to replenish nutrition when you cleanse. And then they just wanted to keep using it afterwards, which is fine. But nutrition's a big deal. If you take away, food and water, you're not going to make it. So it's key to health and vitality.
I never took anything in my whole life. I immediately felt a difference, like with that body foundation, just like that coach when he calls and says the same thing.
I have had millennials, kids in their 20s and 30s tell me, what's in that? I feel amazing. And it just shows you how depleted we are if you're noticing it, So if you're low on nutrition, you'll notice it more.
Why do I feel sluggish after the other? I was looking at the it's just plant-based minerals. It says, but I don't.
It depends on how it was processed. A lot of times you can destroy the chemistry by processing in a certain way. So. Heat, typically. I see a lot of heat used in a lot of these processes.
Well, let me ask you this, Wendy, too, because now to get your powder mixed up good, is it all right? Sometimes what I do when I have some of this stuff, I need to get it to mix up so it's not, in cold water sometimes it doesn't work real well. So what I do is I put some hot water at the bottom, just a little bit of hot water, and I mix it with hot water. Does that in any way reduce the effectiveness if you do that?
It depends on how hot it is. If it's like boiling hot, I wouldn't use boiling hot. Some of the herbs can float a little bit. I usually like it in lemonade, but I'll keep a spoon handy and I'll stir it halfway through and that kind of thing. You can incorporate it very easily in a smoothie, frozen fruit, and maybe some coconut milk, and just throw it in there.
Okay, but do you have to put it in a blender, right?
Yeah, blender. You just, a little ninja or something, boom, it's done. Kind of, you ever get one of those little, micro juicers that mix it up real quick?
My wife don't want me messing in the kitchen when I, if it's in one of those things where maybe you can shake it up real good. I'll tell you what.
Can I change the subject real quick? It sounds like you show a lot of DVDs, movies at your church sometimes.
Yeah.
I came across these two documentaries. I don't know if you saw either, but they're really old. But one's on McCarthy hearings, back when the slide footage of the – that is the most fascinating because even back then – you see, it's like everything's the same back then, except there's no Nancy Pelosi.
Well, but here's the thing, but it was proven. Everything Joe McCarthy said was proven to be true. The media was lying.
It never really got recognized.
And even today, people that should know better, people that are supposed to be conservatives in the Congress and the Senate, they'll say that's McCarthyism. Like McCarthy was wrong. He wasn't. A number of those that Eli Kazan, before he died, he came out and he said, McCarthy was right. We were communists. So what can I tell you? I got to move on, but thank you. Wendy, you know what? I'm out of that, your body mix, come to think of it. And
It's
time to send me some more.
Okay.
And so, I need to, because I like to mix it up, I don't have time when I get in there in a blender. I know she's got a blender, but then I gotta clean it and that. But I got one of those cups. You put a lid on it and shake it up real good. It works.
Yeah. Do you like V8 juice or tomato juice?
Oh, yeah. I drink
okay,
VHs.
So that's a little heavier. That's a little heavier liquid. So try ingrating it in that. Probably hold on to it better.
Yeah, I like the way it changes the color when you put it in there. Turns it green. Turns it green.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Who did you say we had next? Cliff. Oh, we got Cliff here tonight.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for Wendy. But on those clips, I think Isaiah chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 apply to that because it talks about the Lord's vineyard. He said, what more can I do for my vineyard, meaning your genetics? You could apply that to your body. And then because of your behavior, verse 5, I will take away. And the rest of the chapter just talks about the judgment of the Lord. So what's going to happen to these people, what even they have is going to be taken away from them, basically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, so instead of just accepting what they have, the swab people are going to, the Lord's going to take away everything from them. But, Wendy, I did... You know, I'm in the process of reading an audiobook you would like. It's called Dissolving Illusions by Suzanne Humphreys. And there's two chapters back-to-back on polio on it. And one of the things that's interesting is they said the polio vaccine was recombining with causing the body to recombine with other viruses and getting like almost like a Frankenstein virus. So, you'd be really interested in that. But here's one little kick to that. There was people that were giving high doses of vitamin C intravenously and getting rid of the worst cases of polio, including paralysis within 3 to 5 days. You know,
I believe it's just like, Dr. Koop writings, he was getting rid of cataracts in 4 days with nutrition. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll go to that. What did he get rid of the cataracts with?
He actually made a serum and used an injection of plants that had rosmarinic acid in it. Mm. But, nobody's real fond of having their eyeballs injected,
Right. Right. Just on one thing I want to ask, two things. One was about your suggestions in general for any beverages. And the second question would be what you were talking about, the herbs that you said applied to females, where how would you delineate that? For example, I don't know if chrysome is a herb, but they sell it, Invite sells that to raise testosterone in males. But it might be dwindling. But it also, Amanda Williams in her podcast, on Invite Health podcast, says that it's good for people with eyesight problems that they found out in the last couple of years, chrysome. So that would be men or women,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the men have their own little niche of male hormones to raise testosterone. Ginseng's in there, American ginseng, sarsaparilla, like you were saying, Pastor, saw palm, cardamom, and so, those are the male ones. And then the female ones, I read them off a little bit earlier, wild yam, chaste tree or Viatex berry, demania leaf, licorice root, hops flower. So those are you want to use them in combinations. Now, this is what John Christopher found. He's a deceased herbalist now, but he founded the School of Natural Healing. And that's what he learned from the Europeans is they've been using herbs like that for years to help balance their hormones and to help their reproductive areas. So he started using them and teaching them at his school. So you got hundreds of years of use there, if not thousands. So, and what was the other question? Beverages?
Yeah, do you have something interesting in terms of either teas or whatever that do you like coconut water, kombuchas? What do you like beverage-wise?
Okay. Well, I'm a huge tea lover, but I have to limit my tea because of the tannic acids in them. And I found a little trick, though. If you're a big tea drinker and you don't want the acids, take and it's just what they use to gelatin. They use gelatin in baking. If you take a half a teaspoon of gelatin and put it in your teacup and then put your boiling water and your tea in there and let it sit 4 minutes, it draws the acids out of tea. Now, it won't take the caffeine out if you're drinking caffeinated, but it, especially if you have eyes that are affected by the tannic acids in the teas, it's easier on the eyeballs. So, but tea, I'm a big tea fan. I like, you know, iced tea. I like hot tea, lemonade. I'm not a big tomato juice person. I like it in sauces and stuff, but I don't like to drink it. And then if I'm going to use my body food mix that we were talking about earlier, I like it in lemonade or apple cider. So that's what I put it in.
I never thought of apple cider.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Cliff. Who do we have next?
Gary.
Gary, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they had a minister or someone was telling about the in Matthew 24, the eagles are gathered to the carcass. But in Luke 17, it says the eagles are gathered to the body. Jesus is talking about to the disciples about when he's coming back in verse 20. Then shall be a day when the Son of Man is revealed. And the one in Matthew 24 is an error. It's not supposed to be eagles gathered to the carcass. It's supposed to be the eagles gathered to the body of Jesus. If you study that, you'll see that. In Isaiah 40:31, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. When God's talking about the eagles, he's talking about the saints of God gathered to his body. So Matthew 24 tells when he's come for the church. And also in Luke 17, it says the eagles will be gathered to the body. So there's a mistake in Matthew 24 where it says the eagles are gathered to the carcass. Have you ever studied that?
Yeah, but that's a whole different topic for tonight. Right now we have Wendy as our guest, and we're taking...
Oh, okay. Well, just study that.
We want to stay on that topic here tonight.
Okay, thank you what Wendy's doing.
All right, sure. Thank you. Who do we have next? Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, for Wendy, I have a question about my nephew. He's in his early 20s, and about 9 months ago, he passed out while he was a passenger in a vehicle, and the doctors couldn't find anything wrong with him. The other day, he passed out while driving a vehicle.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
And so the diagnosis is epilepsy. And I was wondering, is there anything you can do for epilepsy with what you do, the dietary? And what else can you tell me about epilepsy? Because he seems to have no other symptoms, and he's healthy except for these two incidents of just passing out. Mm-hmm.
Well, first, I can't give medical advice, but just to clarify, you sure it's not narcolepsy?
What's the difference?
Well, epilepsy means you've got a different situation neurologically than the other one. The other one, narcolepsy, is, you know, people just kind of pass out for a little bit, and there's medication that, you know, medicine has to control that, especially if you're driving. You definitely don't want to be doing that.
It's epilepsy because they, when he passed out driving the other day, the ambulance took him to Scripps, and they did extensive testing, and that was their diagnosis.
That was the diagnosis, okay. Yeah, it's really a short shortening in the nervous system, and it's in the brain area. It's a tough one. I don't really have any, herbs that deal with that kind of thing. Did he have a head trauma or anything as a child, or?
Well, not that I know of. I mean, I don't really. I think most people don't know a lot about epilepsy. Is there any other symptoms that might occur as he gets older?
A lot of times what they do is they have you, put something in between their mouth so they don't bite on their tongue, and they have like a bit of a seizure.
He didn't have a seizure. He just passed out.
Well, that's why. That's probably why she said narcolepsy, because that's what happens to people that with narcolepsy. They do. They just pass out.
They just go to sleep. It's like
yeah.
They go to sleep. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Instantly.
They have found a lot of these vaccines cause that stuff. you know?
Oh, that's what my wife is, a registered nurse. And the first thing she said is the vaccine, because he's fully vaxxed.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. There you go.
The first incident was he's in the National Guard, and about 9 months ago he was fighting fires, and they're all the crew's coming back in one of those, you know, rigs for a crew, and he passed out. And so the National Guard put him up. He was up north. They put him up in a hotel room and did all this testing. They wouldn't let him do any work for a month, and they couldn't find anything. But I'm going to throw that out there and see if that isn't something they should look into, the narcolepsy.
I would, and there's, let me tell you this, there are so many different requirements to disclose the risks. There's so many different risks with those shots. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you, Pastor Ernie, is narcolepsy something they're finding as a result of the vaccines?
Yeah.
Some vaccines, you can probably do that in your search engine and find it, you know, vaccines and narcolepsy, and see which ones pop up.
Yep.
Well, I guess I won't, because I might be the only one left, but I don't use a computer or a smartphone, and I never have. And, you know, I have a real problem with technology and what you were talking about, artificial intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence doesn't sleep, doesn't get sick, doesn't eat. It's pretty hard for humans to compete with it. Pastor Ernie, there is no technology police. There's nobody out there to see if this technology is going to benefit humans in the long run or going to harm us. And I could see by the end of the century, there could be no work left for humans. It'll all be done by self-replicating artificial intelligence.
I don't think we're going to be here to the end of the century. There are too many signs right now. I mean, how much worse can it get? Remember, the last time that they did what is happening today was 6,000 years ago during that flood. And, you know, just prior to the flood. And you know how God dealt with them. He dealt with them on the flood. And what they're doing now, the very same thing today, what they are doing. And guess what? The population of the earth at that time, by most theologians and historians believe, was about 8 billion. We're nearing about the same population, and they're doing the same thing. They're messing with the DNA of man. And God made it very, very clear. He gave man dominion over the environment. He kept dominion of man for himself. And I think we're coming up onto the time where we're going to be hearing from God. But just a couple of these things that that you have the problem conditions from the shot would be anaphylaxis, myocarditis, pericarditis, allergic reactions, inflammations. I mean, there's a whole list of things, and of course, that's one of them, what you just were talking about. So, anyhow, from these shots, I mean, they're killing people. People are dropping dead left and right from these shots. And that's...
Well, I thank you so much. I think you guys may be onto something with the narcolepsy, and I'm going to look into that. So, much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, you know what I would do if I was you? Okay, I would talk to people like Wendy, and find out about how you can undo some of that. There are ways you can undo some of the damage that's done. Okay, and we've talked about that. On the radio program many, many times. And so you can...
If he's interested, I'm just going to have him start listening to your show.
All righty. Well,
Wendy on what, like once a week, once every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I would have him call her, and you ought to write her number down and have him call her.
I got the number.
Okay, because...
I can give him the number then.
Because she can tell him how he can detoxify.
Right. There's
okay. All righty. Well, thank you. Who do we have next? John, you're the last caller for tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really think it's important to see alternative points of view on all the important issues of the day. And one of them, as you're discussing tonight, is the alternative to the poisonous vaccine and the power of big pharma drug companies over the media and over the so-called regulatory agencies, which get most of the money from the very same criminal, proven lying big pharma drug vaccine cartel companies, and are then presented to us as the so-called experts. A huge conflict of interest there of corruption of these so-called regulatory agencies who gave their approval and promotion to all of these proven deadly, dangerous, and disease-causing, harm-causing so-called drug medicines that have been sued for billions of dollars.
You're right, but I'm out of time, but you're right. It's a total violation of the Nuremberg Code that America agreed to. They have violated, and we'll be talking about that more. Okay, how much time did you say there, Mighty Andrew? Okay, we're at the most important part of this radio program, and that is the time. Well, we've talked about everything we talked about here is important tonight. But again, the time will come for every one of you out there. This will happen. There is no chance at all that it won't happen. And that is, the time will come when the only thing that will matter to you, the only thing that will matter to you, is your standing with the Lord. You see, folks, you're either saved or you're lost. You're saved or you're... Now, you can believe anything you want. You know, you can believe. But reality, you see, God is reality. And what God says always comes to pass. And so you're either saved or you're lost. It's kind of like you're either alive or you're dead. You're either pregnant or you're not, okay? There's no in-between there. And so what happens when you die, and you will die, you're going to die, okay? And that's not such a bad thing unless you die in your sin. And that's a terrible thing. I mean, it don't get any worse than that, okay? And so what do? God gave you a way out. He really did. The Lord Jesus, he did all the heavy lifting. He did what was required. He took your sins upon him. He took your place upon that cross, a substitutionary death. Not because you deserved it. None of us do. But God loved you, and he wanted you. He said it wasn't his will that anyone should come short of his glory. And so here's what you do. Jesus made it clear. It's not hard. You pray to the Father, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins. You repent. Repentance is necessary for forgiveness. I don't care what anybody tells you out there. God says it is. So you ask for forgiveness of your sins. Then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and you ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, in all things, at all times, without any reservations. He's got to be, you got to put him before everything, before father, mother, sister, brother, before everything. And if you do that, see, God knows, he looks upon your heart. He knows that. And then you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You will be a new creature, a born-again believer. You will be an heir of the kingdom. Folks, again, now, God has said it. And again, everything that God says comes to pass. It doesn't matter what you believe. It's what God says that it's gonna happen. It has, it always has, and it always will. I would do that tonight. Don't run out of tomorrows tonight. If you have a question, go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 and read it. Or Romans chapter 10. And read, starting with verse 7. We're out of time for tonight. Wendy, you did great again. You always do.
Thank you.
All righty. And so, you ready for this, Wendy? We want to say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting.
Fighting.
The fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.